wedding cakes, and that was always, she felt so honored that they would ask her. Mm-hmm. So you can't call her a caterer because she never catered for money. Mm-hmm. But then she had two or three people that loved a Lady Baltimore cake. You don't see those very often now. Mm-hmm. My mother was a master at that, and angel food. Mm-hmm. So she was a wonderful cook.
And while we're talking about your mother, I'm going to get you to spell that last name so that we'll have some idea about the origins.
All right, now?
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. And you said that was French.
French.
Believe, but it's been Americanized.
Called, but of course, we all say.
Now, your mother's family, do you know how they came to be in Corpus? How far back did the generations go on your mother's side? Was your grandmother on your mother's side from here?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And beyond that?
I would say my great-great-grandmother. And as you go out and look at the portraits that hang on the wall, they are the original Mussets, mm-hmm. the old man. Mm-hmm. And I believe his wife was of Spanish descent.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Beautiful. Uh-huh. If you know anything about Spanish women, they are beautiful. Yes. They're usually fair-skinned and brown-eyed and pink-cheeked, mm-hmm. and they're very retiring. They're very ladylike, and everybody tells me about my grandmother.
Do you happen to know how that part of the family came into this area?
Honey, I don't know. I'll be out real honest
so
with you. mentally, it just seems to me like they were here. When God got here, I don't know. But
as far as you know, they're here since
yes,
Corpus really yeah. existed as an Anglo.
And
settlement.
My father was sent here by his father from Lexington, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. He was an attorney for land.
Now this is your grandfather came from Lexington.
My father.
Oh, your father came
my
from
father.
Lexington.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. He was quite a bit older than my mother.
Uh-huh.
And he and old Colonel Ropes came here together, and it was over the division of land some way or other.
Mm-hmm. And about when was that now?
Oh, goodness.
Just in a general, you know.
My mother will have been married, I guess, 75 or 80 years. That would be about 18. At least 1890.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then he met my mother soon afterwards, and she was just a little high school. I think my mother was 15.
Is that right, when they mm-hmm. married? And how old was he?
My daddy was, at the time, about 40.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. And she loved him. I never heard her speak of another man. She always said, there'll never be another one like mm-hmm. your father.
Mm-hmm. Well, now how many children were there? In your family?
I know of three. Now, if there were other mishaps, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But I had a little sister called Zara. Zara. Zara is spelled with a Z.
Uh-huh.
Z-A-R-A-H. Uh-huh. Zara Moses Rankin.
Uh-huh.
Then my sister was the oldest of the three, and she was the Rosita. She didn't like that name, so therefore she didn't use it. She
mm-hmm.
used Ann.
Mm-hmm.
Rosita.
Spanish, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Spanish
mm-hmm.
name.
She probably was named for somebody back in my mother's family,
uh-huh.
but I wouldn't know who.
Uh-huh.
Then I understand I lost a baby brother,
mm-hmm.
and that's how come my name to be Sam. I replaced my baby brother.
I see. And you were the youngest then.
Uh-huh.
I
mm-hmm.
see. That's really interesting. Now, we haven't established yet what your father's occupation was.
Law.
He was a lawyer.
An attorney.
Mm-hmm.
But he handled mostly, you say, civil cases, be land and surveys and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. And how would you comment on their social standing in the community? I would assume that they probably...